now to something entirely different. Depending on how they're used, credit cards can either be a flexible friend or a very inflexible and treacherous enemy. Conor Brophy of our business staff has been looking into how to get the most out of your plastic. Conor, I suppose, as a lot of people know to their cost, it's no secret that running up a credit card debt is a very expensive way to borrow.
That's true, and it's a fact that we're learning to our cost and have done over the past few years.
And people don't actually pay heed to that fact.
No, because we've run up at peak over €3 billion worth of credit debt on the national credit card, and that's personal borrowing alone, mind you. That doesn't include business cards, of which there are nearly 160,000.
€3 billion.
Now, we've paid a lot of that down, or a big chunk of it down. In fact, interestingly, in the last year or so, the amounts that we're paying out to service our credit card debt actually exceeds the amount that we're spending. So we spend about €700 million a month each in total on our personal credit cards. We're repaying just over €900 million at the moment to try and chip away at that, as you say, very expensive debt. Our personal spending peaked at just over €1 billion a month, €1.3 billion a month we were spending in 2006. We topped out at €3.1 billion. We've since paid that down to €2.3 billion, but we're paying really, really high interest rates on that. Thankfully, we're not accumulating the debt at the same rate that we were. In fact, we're chipping away at it, as I say, about 8% a year now. The credit card bill is falling, but it was rising by 19% in 2006, which is crazy when you think
about it. And in regard to paying it down, Conor, some people might be happy enough if they can just pay the minimum amount per month, no, the minimum payment.
And that is the biggest trap there is with credit cards. That way is just a way into...
They love you
huge
to do
profits.
That, do they?
Oh, they do, yeah. The banks, that's what they want you to do. If you take a simple example here, and I took this from moneycoach.ie's minimum payment calculator, if you have €2,000 run up on your credit card, typical interest rate would be around 18%. The minimum monthly payment is usually set at around 2 to 3% of whatever your outstanding balance is. If that was the case, 18% interest rate, 2.5% minimum payment, if you only make the minimum payment, it would take you 15 years and 1 month to pay off that €2,000 debt. Over that period, you would accumulate €2,400 in additional interest payments. So you'd eventually have paid back $4,423 from an original balance of $2,000. It would have taken you 15 years to do so, and the interest rate in that case would work out at 121% of the original balance. So chipping away with the minimum payment is very foolish. You need to be doing more than the minimum to really start working down that debt, which is accumulating interest on a daily basis, bear in mind, and you're charged that interest on a monthly basis.
Is there much variation, Conor, in the interest rates offered on the card?
No, there doesn't tend to be a huge amount considering the amount of competition. There is quite a spread between the lowest available rate, and the one I found there was AIB's Click Card, which has an annual percentage rate, and this factors in also the €30 government stamp duty, incidentally. That's 13.6% for that card. The highest one then is over 30%, and that's for a student MasterCard with Ulster Bank. But in between, most of them tend to cluster between about 17.5% and about 20%. The reason, incidentally, why the figures are so high, obviously, is it's unsecured debt. So the banks are making sure, and the credit card issuers are making sure.
I'm still quite struck by that figure you threw out there. 4,423 to repay a balance of just 2,000 at the minimum rate. And of course, it's not just the interest rates you have to be worried about. There are other fees too.
There are, you know, and a lot of them are things that we don't even bear in mind. There's a late payment fee that kind of catches a lot of people out. If you miss your payment by a day, and some banks can be a little bit more lenient with if you're late paying off your monthly bill. €7.50 though, so that can rack up very quickly if you miss a payment or if you're late with a payment. Also, when you're using your credit card abroad, there are cross-border fees and there are non-euro transaction fees if you're making a purchase in a currency other than the euro. Now, they're not massive, but you're talking about just under half of 1% of each transaction you make. So you'd want to use your plastic very sparingly when you're using it abroad because that can add up.
What happens if you need to use it in an emergency just to take cash out of the wall?
Yeah, and again, that's a service that pretty much all the cards offer. It's even more expensive than the interest rate that you'd be paying on a purchase. So you're usually looking at another 2 to 3 percentage points, plus there's an upfront handling charge. So if you were to borrow, say, even €100, you'll pay 1.5% on that immediately, and there's a minimum value on that per transaction of €2.50. So that's the very minimum they'll charge you. Plus then you start paying the interest from the moment you've got the cash advance. Another thing to watch out for very closely in that situation is if you have a balance, in other words, the purchases you've made, and then you take a cash advance on top of it, and you don't pay off the full amount at the end of the month, the payment you make tends to go to the cheaper debt, quote unquote. I know it's all relative. So you'll be paying off the purchase interest rather than paying off the cash advance with many card issuers, which means you're accumulating the interest at the higher rate on your balance.
Now, you have some advice for people who may use credit and debit cards to shop online, but you're saying be careful if you're buying in foreign currency.
Yeah, one thing that's crept in over the past couple of years is what they call dynamic currency conversion. So that's where you're buying something online, you'll often be offered to pay for it, if you like, in your local currency. So do you want to make the transaction in euros? What happens when you do that, though, is that you're charged a fee. Firstly, it's the merchant that decides the exchange rate, and usually included in that is some sort of percentage fee. So you're actually better off buying in dollars or sterling or whatever the case may be on the site. You can do the conversion yourself, and there are many online currency conversion sites, like XE.com is a very good one, if you do want to check what it's going to be in euro. But if you're being offered the convenience of paying in euros, you will pay the price for it.
And the prepaid debit cards, now they're proving increasingly popular, maybe for obvious reasons. At least the money is gone and that's it. But are they good value?
They can be, yeah. I know a lot of parents now would use these for children, for emergency purposes, particularly for teenagers who might be making purchases online is another one that you tend to see. They do cost quite a lot in terms of fees, though. There's an upfront cost for them. A 3V voucher, for instance, which is one of the popular ones, costs €2.50 as well for each top-up, and €5 if you're topping up by more than €100. But as you say, the great advantage there is you cannot run up debt. You're limited to whatever you've topped up the card by, so it's a much safer way to conduct your
plastic
business. Right,
and you have lots more information that can go on our webpage, the details of which just vanished from my screen, but it's RT Radio 1/today SOR. Conor, thanks for that.